Hey there, it's Andre Gardner, and this is your Beatles Minute for the week of May 16th. Well, Paul McCartney has finished the first couple of dates on his Got Back tour out on the West Coast, and the reviews are in. Some of the descriptions of Paul and his show are, quote, the world's most charming rock god, quote, proof he was the coolest Beatle all along, quote, Paul McCartney's Got Back tour scores a touchdown, end quote. Paul McCartney is in reflective, celebratory mood at his first stadium show in 3 years. No surprise, Paul is wowing the crowds everywhere he plays. This week, it's a show in Fort Worth at the Dickies Arena, and then Saturday night at Truist Field at Wake Forest in Winston-Salem. Before moving on to Florida, Tennessee, Syracuse, two shows at Fenway, Baltimore, and MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. You can see the whole tour itinerary at paulmccartneygotback.com. And if you have a copy of the Beatles Live at the BBC and you look at the acknowledgments in the booklet, you'll see the name Margaret Ashworth thanked. Turns out, she was a Beatles superfan who recorded a boatload of their BBC radio programs, and her material largely makes up a lot of the BBC sets. Ashworth has never told her story publicly until now, when she wrote a piece in the Daily Mail this past Sunday. That's where you can find the article and some really cool pictures she posted. That is your Beatles Minute for the week of May 16th. Thanks for listening. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.